It's Easter weekend, and lots of family time is on the agenda. As with any holiday, it's time to think about making sure your pet survives the human festivities. The veterinarians at Pet Poison Helpline want you to know that Easter lilies are a major threat to cats. Any part of the plant will make them sick. The petals, the leaves, the stem, and even the pollen. Cats that ingest as few as one or two leaves or even a small amount of pollen while grooming their fur can suffer complete kidney failure. Symptoms of poisoning that will develop within 6 to 12 hours of exposure. Early signs include vomiting, loss of appetite, lethargy, and dehydration. It's usually fatal if it's left untreated, so get your cat to the vet immediately. There are other risks associated with this holiday. For your animals, the chocolate, Easter egg grass, xylitol, they're all temptations that your dog or cat may not be able to resist. You can bite the ears off your child's chocolate bunny, but if your dog does, you may have a problem. In general, the darker and more bitter the chocolate, the greater the danger. Baker's chocolate and dark chocolate pose the biggest problem. Symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, hyperactivity, an abnormal heart rhythm, seizures, and possibly even death. Other sources for chocolate include chewable, chocolate-flavored multivitamins, baked goods, or chocolate-covered espresso beans. If you suspect your pet ate chocolate, call your vet or the Pet Poison Helpline immediately. One other problem you might see at Easter is xylitol poisoning. Xylitol is a sugar substitute that's highly toxic to dogs. You'll find it in foods, medicines, candies, and very commonly in chewing gum. And now it's showing up in other foods, too. Pet Poison Helpline is a 24-hour animal control service available by phone. There's a fee for their service. It's $49. Their phone number is 855-764-7661. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View by Agnet West.